What's up, good people? My name is Malaika Oka, aka Mika. Part one of Post Hip Hop Dance, Then Now and Beyond, involves a set of interviews conducted by yours truly in an attempt to start the conversation of hip hop dance and what we are seeing today. The term post hip hop is not to say hip hop has ended or has stopped, but a way to view foundations and how they still live in hip hop dance of today and beyond. In this episode, I interview a young new popper carrying a legacy and hip-hop studies minor at Columbia College Chicago, Jaya. We discuss how she has seen and understood hip-hop through her life, as well as what she has studied in recent years. This episode sheds light onto the next generation of street dancers and their duty to carry on legacies. And now, let's get into it. So, what do you think of when you think of hip hop dance?
When I think of hip hop dance, I think of home. So home for me is the Bay Area, California. And so I think of the hyphy movement, of boogaloo dancers, the poppers, the strutters, the tutters, the b-boys. I not only think of the dancers, but I also the MCs and DJs who birth the music that we dance to. And of course, the graffiti artists who color the atmosphere with their bodies of work. I think a long history of black and brown creatives coming together to create something out of nothing, from Mike Dream to the Beat Junkies, the B-Boys of the Rock Force crew, to the MCs of Hieroglyphics and People Under the Stairs. Hip-hop dance and hip-hop culture as a whole is undeniably rooted in black culture, and as a Filipino woman, it's something I'm honored to have the opportunity to learn about and be a part of. And ultimately, hip-hop has been the safest place I've had to work on my craft and has also enriched the way I view life.
Word. And I'm guessing that you answered both in that. Because, like, what is your understanding of the, specifically the dance form is what I was looking for. So, like, what's your understanding of, like, what hip-hop dance is?
I think like, nowadays the media has definitely watered down the way hip-hop dance funk styles in, like, the way street dance have been portrayed. In terms of the dance form itself being, like, just starting popping, it's helped me open up my movement a lot more, and it's helped me understand mutual regard and kind of get out of my box. It's a way for me to express myself and also the styles that I've seen my whole life.
Right. Okay, and then do you think media has enhanced hip-hop dance or caused conflict within the community and culture?
Well, like I said before, I feel like it's definitely watered it down, whether it's like using incorrect terminology to the dance moves, not crediting the originators or biting. Or having black and brown people act in side roles or typecast roles in a lot of street dance movies, which, you know, is kind of frustrating to see, knowing that that's not really the community at all. And I feel like these portrayals also really affect a lot of the infighting in the dance community, which seems to be really tense right now, especially between the black and Asian communities. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd have people like Steezy who kind of just don't give credit where credit is due, even though they're all really talented dancers. It's like, you know, hip-hop is built on respect and mutual regard and trying to create something out of nothing with each other, you know, not trying to choreograph and steal from other people. So I think like that's kind of a heartbreaking effect that media has had on the dance community. And I do think there's overall a lack of respect for dancers on camera and behind the scenes. You know, the industry now is not one where dancers are paid well, valued for their time, or respected for their hard work. There's very much this Hollywood aspect of hip-hop dance now, which is great for exposure, but I feel like you can argue that it's not really hip-hop at all. I think we need to move from this choreography stage back into this community element of collaboration that we used to have.
I love your answers.
Thank you.
I was like really excited to interview you because I was like, I feel like Jaya is like somebody who is from like a post hip hop generation, but has so much knowledge that I think is very valuable.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you think 50 years after the initial start of hip hop culture, specifically the dance, could we argue we are in an era of post hip hop and like why?
I think we are in an era of post hip hop, at least in mainstream media. You know, when people think of hip hop today, it's mostly, you know, the element of rap. The four elements aren't really discussed or educated on unless you're in Columbia's hip-hop minor or you're taking a really expensive hip-hop program at UCLA or USC. Hip-hop culture and community, unless you're looking for it, still isn't widely accessible in its full form, and there's not a lot of books on it. There are some really great books on it, but there's still not a lot of books on it. I do, however, hope that there will be a revival of that original hip-hop spirit with some of the dancers and hip-hop creatives today, because they're, you know, especially with this new generation, people are so dope. And we can see that even from our school's B-series. And I feel like it's really important for us to tell our stories, to document our moves, to share that history, because that's what keeps hip-hop alive in this era of post-hip-hop, is maintaining that element of knowledge. There's so many stories that haven't been told, and so maybe that can open the door for transformation and healing.
I almost want to ask you the question I have for, like, teachers, or, like, because my question for teachers is, like, how have you personally seen hip-hop evolve, like, hip-hop dance evolve since you first got into it? So I know, like, your dad is, like, is he an OG popper?
Yeah, he was taught by the OGs that taught Michael Jackson, so Skeeter Rabbit, Sugar Pop, Pop and Pete. They were all very instrumental in his development as a dancer.
So I guess what I want from you, like, can you talk about how your father has influenced your knowledge of hip hop and, like, kind of your experience growing up, like, in, I almost want to say, in the hip hop community? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think, like, always as a child, he would bring me to cyphers, but dance wasn't something that he pushed me into, because his parents, you know, wanted to push him to be a nurse or a doctor or something. So he was very adamant about pushing me to do singing and my thing. But he would always, like, share his music with me. That's what grew my love for hip hop music. And then over the years, as I got more confident, once I came to this college and took Kelsa's hip hop dances, I felt like I was able to reconnect with my dad in a different kind of way. And it's also because of the fact he was traveling so much, and I saw the realities of him being a dancer, like him being paid less than a lot of the backup singers on the shows that he was on, which I thought was ridiculous, because you're doing so many rehearsals and so many, like, hell weeks in order to get prepared for these shows. And also seeing, like, how much it wore his body down, and how much it wore, like, a lot of, you know, my uncle's bodies down to dance for that long and not knowing how to take care of themselves either.
Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the conversations today. Make sure to follow the Instagram at BeyondHHDance for more info on the podcast and to get connected with me. Shout out to B5 for making this beat, and as always, stay groovin'.